Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, now I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Jacqueline Jackson Braxton?
You're trying to find out what?
Okay, that we're conducting a survey, ma'am. Survey for on political issues.
Okay.
Okay, now. Okay, let me ask. Okay, let me. Okay, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and open on your phone and always calling on your cell phone so we make this as quick as possible and really appreciate your time, okay?
All right.
All right, ma'am, and does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet blog, or television station? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Somebody in the household works for that, for a media outlet?
You said, did somebody do what?
Someone in the household works for news media outlet, including print, radio, and internet blog or television station?
No.
Okay.
No,
all right.
No.
Thank you. All right, ma'am. And are you 18 and older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
All right. All right, ma'am. Just to make sure we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race? Are you white or Caucasian, et cetera, black, African-American, or mixed, including black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, or American Indian, or mixed, including Hispanic, Latino, or mixed, not including Hispanic or Latino?
African-American.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
I don't want to answer.
Okay, let me see if you, let me, okay, all right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely will vote, probably vote 50-50, or will not vote?
I'm voting.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and please rate me your level of motivation for voting on this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are not all, zero means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote, but you can use any number from 0 to 10.
I'm motivated to vote 10.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and what is the reason you rated your motivation to vote a 10, extremely motivated?
It's true. Yeah, because I always vote.
Okay. You always vote, right?
Yep.
Okay, always vote. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and now thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I don't know how to answer that one.
Okay, no problem. All right, ma'am, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as President of the United States?
I think he needs to resign and let Camilla run the office.
Okay, so be somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
The way he's running it, I'll say somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved. Okay. All right, ma'am, and thinking about the economy, how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say wages or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can't really get ahead?
No, I feel like I can get ahead.
So keeping up, or just keeping up, right?
No, I feel like I'm excelling.
Keeping up, falling behind, or getting ahead?
Getting ahead.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming election for Congress and president. For each, I want you to rate it from 0 to 10, how important it is for you, for voting issues, for you. You say 10 if it's the most important. You say 5 is somewhat important. You say 0 if it isn't important, okay? The first one is passing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. How important is that to you, man, from 0 to 10?
Of keeping guns out of people that what?
That shouldn't have them.
It's important.
What number would you give it from 0 to 10?
Probably like a 7.
A 7. Okay, what about protecting Social Security and Medicare?
I would give that a 10.
10? Okay, yeah, making more college more affordable and canceling student debt.
I would give that a 10.
Investing in the child care industry and keeping child care centers open and more affordable for working parents.
10.
Stopping the censorship and whitewashing of the history of racism and slavery in public schools.
Okay, repeat that one again.
Stopping the censorship and whitewashing of the history of racism and slavery in public schools.
You said, do I want to stop that or do I want it?
Yeah, to stop it. To stop, you know, from, you know, whitewashing of the history.
No, I believe racism. I think we need to know the history of
it. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so what number would you say? A 10 would be, yes, if you wanted, you know, to stop, for them to stop censoring that.
Okay, so I want it to be known, so I don't want it to be censored. So
yes, okay, so be a 10 or a 9, what number would you give it?
And you said to stop the censorship, so
yes.
People can know about
yes.
our history. Okay,
yes,
so
ma'am.
I think it's very important we know about our history.
Oh, okay, so be all the way to 10 or 9, or what number?
10.
Okay.
You need to know your history.
Ma'am. Okay, is strengthening border security to stop illegal immigrants from crossing?
That right there is not all that important to me.
What number would you give it from 0 to 10?
1.
1. Okay, yeah, what about investing in our nation's infrastructure by replacing lead service pipes, providing clean water, high-speed internet across every part of the country, and repairing, replacing bridges and roadways?
Okay, you got to repeat that again. I didn't hear you.
Okay, that'd be investing in our nation's infrastructure by replacing lead service pipes, providing clean water, high-speed internet across every part of the country, and repairing and replacing old bridges and roadways.
Very important. 10.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and thinking more broadly, you know, about the upcoming election, what do you think is, you know, the elections should be most about? Improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, bringing a new leadership and making change in the first woman of color president, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, and or tackling inflation and improving the economy. You may choose two of those to be the most important.
I'm sorry.
Okay, you didn't hear me?
I didn't hear you. I guess my plan something in the background.
Okay, what about? Okay, improving kinder K through 12 public schools and making college more affordable, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, bringing a new leadership and making, you know, change with the first woman of color president, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, tackling inflation, and improving the economy.
So what am I doing? Picking, how many picking, am I picking two, or what?
To be, just two. Two choices to be the most important to you, okay, of those.
Okay, well, number one, I would like Camilla to be the next president. And I don't,
okay,
I don't
okay. Bring in a new leadership, right? Making change with the first woman color president. What else?
Okay. I like that one. And I don't like the fact that women can't control their reproductive rights.
Okay. Stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, and now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion, never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first one will be Hakeem Jeffries from 0 to 100. Hakeem Jeffries. Hakeem Jeffries.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him? Okay. Cornel West.
I've heard of him.
What number would you give him from 0 to 100? Which 100 means very favorable and 0 means unfavorable.
I'd probably give him a 90.
90?
90,
9-0. Okay, okay. What about Democrats in Congress?
Who?
Democrats.
Democrats, yeah, 100.
In Congress, 100. Okay, Donald Trump.
Don't know.
Donald Trump, ex-president?
0.
0. Okay, J.D. Vance.
Not a person.
Never heard of him? Or no opinion? Okay,
no opinion.
Kamala Harris.
Okay, give her 100.
Kamala Harris, 100. Okay. And Barack Obama.
Okay, give him a 90.
9. All right. Thank you. Okay, ma'am, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris. Okay. All right, ma'am, in generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Okay. As you may have heard, okay, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to the Democratic Party candidate for president. Okay, next I'd like to ask you whether you agree or disagree with each statement, you know, that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree,
Tony,
or strongly...
I can't hear. You got your music high and I can't hear. Can you just cut it down a little bit so I can fit it? Okay, go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You got to cut it down.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay, as you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris to be Democratic Party candidate for president. Okay, next I'd like to ask you whether you agree or disagree with few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris, okay, becoming the Democratic Party candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the statement. Okay, the first one says, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of racist attacks against her because she is a black woman. Would you strongly agree with the statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
You said, I think she's going to be what?
I am worried. The statement reads like this, okay? I am worried that Kamala Harris will be a victim of racist attacks against her because, you know, she is a black woman.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Strongly or just somewhat, ma'am?
Strongly.
Okay. And the other one said, I think black women, black women president is more likely to understand the struggles of working people. I agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or just somewhat, ma'am?
I strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Now I'd like to read you some issues and concerns others have mentioned, you know, as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me, who do you think will better at handling these issues, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump? Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. You think Harris much better, Harris somewhat, Trump or
Harris.
Much?
Harris.
Okay. Would that be much better or just somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay, maternal health issues and the disproportionate negative health outcomes for black women. Would that be better, Harris or Trump?
Better, Harris.
Okay, fixing the immigration system. Harris, much better, somewhat better, or Trump, somewhat better, or Trump, much better?
Harris, much better.
Okay, improving K through 12 public school education. Harris or Trump?
Harris.
Okay, and implementing common sense gun reforms that help people, you know, help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. Harris or Trump?
Harris.
Okay, but would that be much better or just somewhat?
Much better.
Much better. All right, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, we're almost done with this survey. I only have a... Next, I'm going to read you some reasons, you know, others have given why it's important to turn out to vote in 2024. Please rate each is using a scale from 0 to 10, with 10 means that that is very convincing reason to vote, okay? 5 is somewhat reason convincing, and 0 means it's not convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential election. So, but you can choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one says, we can use our vote to improve K through 12 education in our communities and grow opportunities for our young people. With our vote, we can demand more equitable education funding so that the quality of public schools isn't, you know, depending on its zip code. We can demand higher teacher pay so that we can get the best teachers, more up-to-date technology, and better after-school activities. With the power of vote, we can improve educational outcomes for our children. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
Very convincing.
What number would you give it from 0 to 10? Can you give me a number?
10.
Okay, and the last one says, some politicians in Washington are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to give them off entitlement programs, ignoring that we spend a lifetime earning, you know, and paying for those benefits. It's important that we vote for leaders who will protect our retirement security. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
Very convincing, 10.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, okay? It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you now. Please write me your level of motivation for voting on this year's presidential and congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated. But you may use any number.
10.
10. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose, and we're done with this survey. I really thank you for your time, okay? I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps. For each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 weeks, 2 days. TikTok, yes or no?
Yes.
Twitter?
Yes.
Instagram?
Yes.
YouTube?
Yes.
And Facebook?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
It's the last what?
The last year of schooling that you completed.
Terminal degree.
Would that be postgraduate, like master's, MBA, law, or PhD, MD, etc.? Or
PhD.
Oh, PhD. Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Okay, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your house?
Granddaughter.
Okay, so yes, right? All right, ma'am, how would you describe the area we live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Residential.
To be suburban?
Suburban.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Well, I'm spiritual, but I may not go to church. I may do that online.
Okay, but so it would be, that counts, it's the same, you know, it's going to church. Would that be twice a week or more, every week, or once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
You say, I regularly, so it's, you don't even have
every,
enough days to answer the question, for me to answer the question.
Maybe once or twice a month, several times a year?
Going to church?
Yes.
What I'm telling you is more than that.
More than that. Okay, so let me see. If we put
whatever
it like...
Whatever your highest number is, you can put that down.
Okay. Let me see. I have twice a week or more.
There you go.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and then thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Well, I don't even know what moderate means versus conservative.
Okay, so be somewhat conservative or very conservative?
What does conservative mean?
Well, they don't have a definition here for it, so I cannot, you know, give you a definition for it.
Okay, so. So I can't answer that one because I don't even know what you
okay.
mean when you say conservative.
Okay, no problem. We'll go with that. Okay, no problem, ma'am. Okay, and then which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Retired.
All right, ma'am. Well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. You have a great evening, okay? Appreciate your help, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.